Nerd Soul.
Yeah, late ill kid at one, youngster holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, all year thumbnails, we talking about animation, and you best believe Star Wars. Anyway, yo, look, Star Wars is doing their thing. I definitely wanted to get way more from this Star Wars Celebration weekend, but we got Ahsoka, and now we got Star Wars Visions. Visions? Volume 2. Now, first Visions is something that I said Star Wars should have did way long ago. Like, I don't know if you're a fan of animation. The Matrix came out with a series, well, a short series called The Animatrix, where it was kind of like, you know, small vignettes of different animators doing their thing. And at that time, I was like, yo, Star Wars needs to do this. It'll be a great idea for them to get a whole bunch of different ideas out and not have to, you know, spend, say, 2 or 2.5 hours on each idea, but you could flesh out each idea, and if one kind of struck gold, then you could go further on that idea, you know what I'm saying? So, anyway, you know, they don't listen to me. They don't be listening to my ideas. Anyway, we got Star Wars Visions years and years later, and I love it. I don't think there's a vignette in the first volume that I don't like. I don't think there's any animation or storyline in there that I'm like, oh, this is corny. I mean, we have comedy, we have playful, we have serious, you know, and dour or dramatic. And it did not only every genre well, but also backed by the foundation of just this incredible artistry. So we get a new trailer now, and they are not stopping at all with the level of the animation, whether it's 2D or 3D, even if it's some stop motion up in here, it's incredible. Like there's a style that kind of looks like Wallace and Gromit. That looks amazing. And we get some funny stuff where, like, you know, could you get that porta potty off the starting line or whatever she says. And then you also have kind of like this animation style that sort of looks like stuffed animals. And I really love that. You even have like the kind of the old school anime 2D style, and then the retro anime too. Like, there's two, at least that I see, two kind of sort of like a 90s style of anime, and then what looks to be sort of like a 70s style of anime. But everything here looks stunning. And then on top of the kind of the backing track behind all of this, where we get the voices of a character named Crux saying, everyone has an inner light. And then Livy following up saying, follow the light. And it got me wondering to what they mean by that. Because usually we don't really hear a lot of people talking about, you know, like, you know, follow the light. I mean, of course you have like the light and the dark and the light side and the dark side. But we don't really get, I don't know, a lot of emphasis on it when it comes to, I guess, this sort of like animation style stuff. And maybe it's because we don't get enough, but, and maybe it's because Bad Batch has been out and it hasn't really focused too much on the light and the dark. But I love that idea where they're, depending on where we are in the history of Star Wars, someone saying like, you know, there's still that light. There's still the light somewhere and you have to follow that. And also, we get another character that's just called Scavenger Number One, talking about a young lady saying she has special powers. And I like that idea as well because, you know, with a large galaxy, people might know of the Jedi, but they might not know that they are Jedi. Meaning like, okay, we know there's these guys that fight and they got like cool skills, but I don't know about the Force. I don't know all that stuff. You know, I know they got skills. So, or if you're on a planet that's never seen Jedi, like never seen war, I mean, and we've seen that in, I think not in the Clone Wars, but I think we've seen that in like Bad Batch and stuff like that, where there are planets that were essentially kind of untouched from the whole Imperium because they were so far out, you know what I'm saying? So I do like to see that kind of perspective where someone doesn't really know, like, oh, she's a Jedi and she has the Force. And, you know, it's just like, I don't know, man. The girl is weird. She has these powers and I don't know. She can do stuff. I like to see that explored more. and sort of in depth, at least in this, you know, in this short setting, because we can always watch these over and over and enjoy them. But we also get what seems to be kind of like this little kid that is, I guess, starting to come into his own, sort of like a as a baby warrior, a young warrior. And I think the character's name is Tichina or Tashina. I'm probably mispronouncing it, but we'll know when the show comes out. But saying, I can fight them. I'm strong enough now. So who knows how long this kid might have been training in secret or training, you know, kind of maybe in the shadows with mom or dad or something like that, or mom and dad trying to, you know, kind of figure out how can I use this to, you know, it looks like, you know, free our people because it says I can fight them. I'm strong enough now. And it does look like they're sort of subjugated because in the background you can see like ashes and like burnt down buildings and stuff. But then Koten says no one can beat them. And Tashina responds saying we can beat them. So it just got me thinking of like the phrase, you know, a child shall lead them from the Bible, where it's like, you know, sometimes you need that inspiration, that inner spark from a kid. And even though, of course, kids might not know the full weight or the full consequences, kids' imagination and everything is so strong, and their belief in like what's right is so strong, it can impress upon us as adults and give us the, you know, relight the fire that we need to kind of get everything going. So I really love that. So I'm hyped to see how that plays out. And then of course, the way the animation looks like, kind of sort of like the stop motion, kind of just very textured, you know, almost claymation style. I'm digging it. I'm fully into it. But we also get closer to the end of the trailer, a statement from, I guess, Kratu, that says, we don't choose where our calling takes us, only whether or not we choose to answer. And that's another thing that I like, because a lot of these people that we see in Visions do seem to be more of your sort of like everyday people, you know, every man or every woman kind of out there just living, and something goes on and they feel they have to protect someone or do something or you know, set something straight. So I love that hopefully we'll be seeing a lot of people that are, I guess, perceived to be normal folks. Not like the super, I'm the super warrior and I can do 1,000 push-ups at once. But no, just people picking up, you know, picking up them and their friends and their own gumption or whatever, their own moxie, and saying like, look, we have to fight back. If we don't fight back now, we'll never fight back, you know? So, you know, with the continued story of, I guess, oppression that is in Star Wars, then I think we're in a place where we can see not only these different perspectives in animation, but different perspectives of the fight against oppression, which I hope layered against this animation. And of course, when the backing tracks and the score and all that stuff, I'm expecting this to be amazing. Like the shot with the two people in front of the AT Walker, like the little kid in front of the TIE fighter. There's so much of these kind of perceived impossible odds, and that's what we get in Star Wars. We get these regular people, whether it's Andor, we get like this kind of regular guy who, I mean, you know, I mean, he's a thief and stuff like that, but he's in no way, it's not like he's Thor or Captain America, you know. He's like this regular guy that's like, okay, well, I fell into this situation, so I got to do something. Now the Mandalorian is a little bit different because of course he comes from a literal, you know, society of warriors. But I mean, even back to Luke, you got essentially an annoying teenager that doesn't want to live on the farm anymore, but then kind of becomes this hero and representative for the rebellion. So I like these stories where you can get the average guy, the average girl who thinks that they're not important, and, you know, they can be used, you know, to create cataclysmic change, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, and when you add that with the kind of animation that we see at the beginning, where it's like almost like brush strokes while they're clashing lightsabers, I'm in. I am all in. This stuff is incredible. I'm so excited for this, yo. It should have came a lot sooner, but hey, I understand you gotta wait for greatness. And Star Wars Visions is something I consider great. Once again, I think the state of Star Wars is strong. Andor was solid. Mandalorian was solid, or is solid because it's still on now. Bad Batch is coming through solid. I'm excited to see what we get from Ahsoka, of course. And Visions 2 is a welcome addition to all of this. What I would like to see Star Wars do is go back to animated features. I know Clone Wars, that, you know, the animation didn't really do what they wanted it to do, but when you have the ability now with Disney Plus, I would love to see something similar to what Marvel did with Werewolf by Night. It doesn't have to be 2 hours long. You could have something that's, say, 45 minutes, maybe an hour, and take maybe like the most watched vignette from Visions 1 and flesh it out, finish up the story, or give us a sort of a prequel to that story. And the same for Visions 2. I think when it comes to Lucasfilm, animation could be leveraged in a huge way where they're not doing it yet. Because animation-wise, we have Visions, we have Bad Batch. I don't think we're getting any other, and I mean, of course, I might be missing the information because, you know, information is dropping. I'm not getting every single Disney email. But I'd like to see them leverage animation more, way more. Because I think it's a medium that will allow them more bandwidth and also a little more leeway to be more creative. I think I'll leave it right there. So with that said, you know, we got 9 animation studios all around the world, incredible, you know, shots, incredible art. I'm ready. Holler at me. I'm going to holler at you down in the comments. NERDSOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, podcast, all that jazz. Please subscribe. Please like. Please share. But if you don't, hey, at least you rolled through. And until next time, until the next force push, until the next achievement, until the next air raid or battle, this is for me to you saying peace.